old Sybil.
Getting over the hump ain't never been this easy. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
All right. Woo. Two people sitting in the funny chair this morning. From Los Angeles, it's Earthquake.
What up, Quake? Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning. Too early out here.
Aww.
Too early.
And from Washington, D.C., Chris Paul is in the funny chair.
What
Chris
is
Paul.
Up? You got me and Earthquake both representing Chocolate City. The TJMS today is the TJDCMS.
You know it. Wings with mumbo sauce all day, all day. Until January the 20th, then you better get your mind right.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Mumbo sauce.
Coast to coast.
How y'all doing out there in D.C., man? It's rough on y'all, man. Your boy shot 52 points the other night, and y'all still lost, man.
John Wall scored 52 last night, and the Wizards lost 100-53.
We need to go back being the Bullets. We got to scare teams.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because this wizardry ain't working for us, Chris.
Right,
ain't no magic.
Who's our mascot? Harry Potter?
I don't know who it is, but whoever it is, it got an L in his name.
Afraid of no damn wizard.
We worse than the Cubs.
Hey.
One.
Hey,
oh, whoa.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I'm just telling you how we living in D.C. Every team losing. We got a quarterback that ain't our cousin. Don't know who to throw the ball to. Talking about he holding out. How you like me now? I like you to win a game against the Cowboys. Let's don't even start it like that, man. I was feeling good this morning.
And then the Cowboys are winning? Man, I know you are.
We just need them to lose when it counts.
Right. They're going to lose in the playoffs because that's what the Cowboys do. They choke on the big stage.
Yeah. They ain't been winning like this since cocaine.
You don't.
Michael Irvin, an 8-ball. I'm telling you, this is a ridiculous. 216 ain't working out for DC. Trump now this. I swear this ain't working for us. 11 straight.
Yeah, and you got Trump moving to town.
Yeah, come on in there. Y'all better get in line. Get in line, man. I'm telling you.
We have to get on the Trump train, you mean?
How you listen here? I don't know why y'all shocked anyway. Ain't like we had, it's been white presidents all except for one.
Right.
Did you know we were going back to black to back?
But we ain't never had one this white.
Oh, yes, she is. This the only one that told you. The other one just kept it hush. No, that's
not
right.
It is not good in D.C.
I was watching them last.
With a silent L in the front now. LWASHINGTON.
I was watching him last night, Sid, and he was on his victory tour, and he was in North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah. And he introduced his Secretary of Defense. The Secretary of Defense nickname is Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. Yeah. Remember that
2020.
Nice to know what he drinks.
Oh, my God.
The man's name is Mad Dog.
Yeah, that was the guy that he wasn't supposed to announce, but he went ahead and announced it last week. And this is the guy that in the past has talked about waterboarding and what have you. His defense guy, Mad Dog.
Hey, Quake, we had Lavelle the other day, and we talked about this. He said, the man's name is Mad Dog. I feel sorry for ISIS now.
Ain't scared of no ISIS. Ain't scared. Come on, Mad Dog, and let it happen. I'm worried about Ben Carson.
All oh my
you
God!
People in there in public housing, you better get yourself together.
They caught him in another lie. You see that, Sib?
What was that this time?
They said that Ben Carson was uniquely qualified because he came from public housing in Detroit.
The truth
is, no, he didn't.
Nope.
Just like he wasn't in line for no chicken and got robbed.
You know Ben's lying when he stops blinking.
You know Ben lying when he wakes up.
When he goes big-eyed on you, A lie is coming out of his mouth. No, he wasn't in public housing.
And said, no, he did not, was not, could not, did not happen in public housing. Just because he's a black man growing up in Detroit does not mean that he was in public housing. And they said, no, it is not true.
What will it take to get his exhibit taken out of the African American History Museum? What does he have to do? Because it's still sitting up there. It's time to shut it down.
You would think. I mean, if they didn't give anything for Supreme Court Justice Thomas, then you know, I don't know how much further he has to go in order to just be ignored like that. But he's our secretary. Well, barring that he doesn't get approved by the Senate, but he is going to be the Secretary of HUD.
Well, Washington D.C. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He already there, man. White folks all around the world are happy Santa Claus coming early. Came on the 4th.
Wow.
Better get in line, Tom. We don't want all this talking back.
No talking back.
No talking back. You heard me. Enough of this foolishness. They want the country back.
Well, as a former military man, how do you see things going in the Trump administration? I mean, we're laughing, and you guys have great material for the next 4 years. But how do you see it as a military man, Quake, as a veteran?
Well, to be quite honest with you, this is the time to get out. You talking about, this man is really going to put us in danger right here. Get out. You said you heard what he said. He only even like veterans that get caught, get captured.
They're not heroes.
they ain't heroes, so he ain't coming to get you.
Dang.
So I'm telling you, better fight your way out.
He's a cold piece.
All them soldiers. You better shoot your way out. Because if you become a hostage, Trump ain't coming for you. When the plane take off, they still got you. They going to keep you.
The CEO of Boeing said something bad about Donald Trump, and then Donald Trump turned around and canceled the order for the new Air Force One plane.
That he doesn't even have the authority to do. But, yeah, it started out talking about trade policies and how that's going to change with the United States and foreign countries, international trade policies. And so that got under Donald Trump's skin after the head of Boeing said this last week. And so yesterday Donald Trump took to Twitter and said that, we're going to cancel that $4 billion order for the new Air Force Ones that are on the drawing board. And the president of Boeing said, I don't even know where he came up with the $4 million, but okay.
That was a lie.
Okay.
That was a lie. $167 million is what the plane cost. Trump talking about $4
billion. $4
billion. He must have been talking back.
He must have been talking about putting some real. He went from 167.
Listen, Trump, I ain't got nothing to do with this, Trump.
That's some fun. Listen, man,
I got my own company, and I need you to come give me these tax breaks. I done laid off 4 people. I'm going to hire them back. Her name is Precious. She work at Magic City. I got one of King of Diamond. I want to bring my employees back. Can you do me like you did Carrier? Come on over here and give me some tax cut and let me get them back on the payroll.
Do me a solid, Mr. President.
Do me a solid. I love you. I think you're going to be great. You and your hair and your wife and everything.
And
get in line, huh?
Get in line. Y'all don't still
behind
talking
Omarosa.
Back. Wow. Yeah, Omarosa at the back. Listen, I'm looking for Omarosa.
Everybody,
I'm gonna come to the backyard. Let me on in, Omarosa. What's going on in there?
What is happening, Quay?
I know, Chris. What's up with your boy?
I'm gonna say, Omarosa, now let me on in here now. I know plans going on down there, and they're cutting up everything. Let me in the kitchen.
Samuel Jackson lives. Django Unchained, part 2.
Mm-hmm. Y'all keep on being uppity. Y'all don't see what I got.
Running quick,
sitting
running
around
Django.
Here talking about him. Yeah, you better come on in.
All right. It's Wednesday on the TJMS, and coming up, along with Chris Paul and Earthquake in the Funny Chair, we got Music Soul Child. And it's Get Well Wednesday. Get your questions ready for the doctor at the bottom of the hour. All that and more on the TJMS this morning.
Oh, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
10 past the hour.